John was in the spirit. On the Lord's day, they heard voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. In the spirit, on the Lord's day, he heard voice from heaven, and this is what he said. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Oh, I live forever. Hallelujah, behold. I live behold. I live forever.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come once again before you tonight just to thank you for your grace, Lord, and your mercies which we could never number. Lord, there's no amount of money we can ever put, Lord, to say this is how much it cost. So, Lord, Amen. We pray tonight, Father, that you'd be even more graceful unto us in accepting these tithes and the offerings that your children have brought, Lord. Father, they in no way represent the grace that you have given unto us. But, Father, just to fulfill the righteousness, Lord, to fulfill thy word, we have brought these offerings and the tithes, asking that you receive them, Lord. May you bless them, Lord. Father, we thank you that you are forever grateful, Lord. You are forever grateful for your provisions to us, giving us shelter, giving us food and all the things, Lord, that we even don't know we have need of. You provide for us anyhow. We thank you, Father. Bless us as we continue to sing these songs, as we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother and sister, maybe you can sit down. And it's good to have testimony even on Wednesday. Brother Gregor has testimony. Amen. We will ask him. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Usually with testimony, I don't know why, just everyone say on Wednesday, on Sunday, so I said, let me wait till Sunday, but I don't know, just feel a little pull, just say it today, it's like, okay, if the little voice talking to you, just, you better listen, even I rather make mistake, listen it, anyway.
Hallelujah.
So, testimony is about finding money for church building fund. So after pastor and the church introduced this to us, I went and I prayed for it and I asked my wife. Yeah, and I said, look, that's how it looks, this and this, and that how much I would like to gather every week. She said, Greg, forget it. And I said, like, okay, so what can I do? I said, it's anything I can do, because I said, if I have to, I will. But I don't want to steal money from, belongs to us, but... She said, Greg, she pushed it and she said, look, maybe, I work in Apache, so one day in a week I do driving and rest of days I work in the shop. If they need me, then I do some deliveries. So she said, sure, just you can put your tips towards this. And I said, okay, at least something. So I was happy with this and I prayed for it. That was Monday. I work on Mondays. Deliveries was bank holiday. I said, Lord, you know I make decision in my heart that I want to, tips goes for the building church. I said, I will do whatever I can. All this goes to you. So amazing. In that day, I know it was a little bit busier than usual Monday. So I make a few deliveries. And the amount of tips I get, I was just, Lord, I just thank you. because Hallelujah. All this. I couldn't expect this. People just actually pushed that. I said, no, no, take it. And I said, Lord, all this, whatever it is, I put to my little can. Then sometimes if I do deliveries during the week, one or two, I just put that €2 into that can. So then I was very grateful. And before that happened, that was nice. Then I was praying, Lord, what else can I do? I pray about it. And then I went, usually 2 hours before work, I try to just go quiet, no children, close myself in the car and I read the word or listen to the message, whatever I can do. So I just thinking, and that thought came to me, just ask your boss, maybe he will give you some leaflets to do. And I said, okay, let me do it. So I asked him, I said, look, it's any chance I could do some leaflets? He said, think, because usually you have a guy who distributes them around the town. He said, you know what, actually, let's try, we'll see, I will give you 1,000 of them. I said, whoa, that's great, thanks. So I did them, but then he said, you know what, after a while, he said, you know what, I'll give you 8,000. And you can actually, so I said, all that money I will just give to the building church, because I said, Lord, I just don't have money, I don't want to steal from my own wife. So I said, let's do this. So this 8,000, yeah? So before I finish my testimony, it was interesting, before all this happened, when my wife, she said, no money, Greg, forget it, you just give to church already too much. I don't want to know how much, but I know you give too much already, so forget it. So then when I actually was thinking, I went to the shop on that day, the next day, and I went to buy, I know it's silly, I went to buy 2 bars of chocolate. I like chocolate. So I went, I picked them up, and that inside voice told me, and I said to myself, I said, no, if I can't afford to put anything to the building for church, I will not buy those chocolates. And I said to my heart, I will Amen. Not buy chocolate Hallelujah. For my own money till I be able to put some to the building church fund. And I know it's not much, but Amen. I like sweets. And I didn't do anything. I said, no, sweets. And even I was just, somebody wants something. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. No money for sweets till God do something for me Hallelujah. In this case. So after when the... So I didn't. 1 week. I'm saying I didn't eat sweets. If they half at work was kind of rude not to take one, but it wasn't from my own money. So after all this, God actually helped me with tips, with the leaflets, and on the end my boss told me last week, look, I give you 8,000. When you finish this 8,000, I give you another 8,000, and I have that guy who give those leaflets with the other places, so I will give you even more from him, you will have more money. So I'm saying this to, I don't know what is your situation, I'm pretty sure wasn't that bad like mine. So if mine was bad, your it's already better than was mine. So if could God provide, I don't know how that happened, Amen. I know God helped me, but if God could do something for me, for sure can do something for you. God bless you, saints, thank you very much.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Maybe we should sing that song. God focuses on those things. They look impossible. I don't know. You know, sister.
You sing it.
No.
Because they said I was singing it wrong, so I don't sing it anymore.
No. Sister, what's the name? Yes. Amen.
Start again.
Be of good courage, God spoke unto Joshua. When over the river, God pulled away. Jordan and possible, it seems impossible. Oh, any mountains to pass.
specializes in things impossible, and he will do that over. As your days are impossible, for any mountains you can't tunnel to. God specializes in things so impossible, and he will do that no man can do.
Once more, amen.
For any ravers you take on,
hallelujah.
Any mountains you can't tunnel to. God specializes in things that are impossible, and he will do what no other can do.
Amen, amen.
In prison's chain,
Silas pray night, and in that prayer began to say,
"Hallelujah!"
And they were free.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I bless your name.
Before the Lord this evening, saints, before the preaching of the word, I'm sure you desire to express yourself before the Lord. The words of that song, bringing the best that we can bring. I'm sure you want the service that as you come in your attention, in your worship, that it's the best that you can bring. So if there's anything holding you back now, if there's anything of the flesh, if there's anything in the mind, anything else trying to hinder you, why not let's come and lay it upon the altar, that our hearts may be just where they're supposed to be as we come to the preaching of the word. Let's come and bring ourselves. Let's come and bring our love. Let's come and bring all that we are before the Lord. Let's just lay ourselves before Him so that it might be even more pleasing to Him, the sacrifice that we bring as He comes and delivers His word to us. Let's all pray this evening. Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Saints. Amen. Saints. God bless you this evening. To those who we didn't see on Wednesday, it's good to see you again. Really do appreciate your prayers having been away. Really want to bring greetings, first of all, from the saints in Wolverhampton, Brother O'Kenny, the weekend before, and then from our precious saints then Leicester and Nottingham, the saints were really saying, please bring greetings to the church. So I really thank the Lord for wonderful time of fellowship, wonderful time that's away. It was a real busy time, but it was fruitful, and we really do appreciate that. So come back, and today we have Brother Anesu with us from Leicester. So we really wanted to greet him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless him. He has to go back tomorrow, so we just pray that he'll have a safe journey and look forward to seeing him again. And to the sisters who are just back from Hong Kong, may the Lord bless you as well. I'm sure they've got many stories to tell. Amen. But the main attraction we've come for is for the word. So I asked Brother Max to take the word tonight, trying to get my voice back a little bit, and just wanted to sit at his feet tonight. I'm sure you get to those stages yourself. Just want to say to Brother Greg, that was a blessed testimony, bro. That was really blessed, bro. That was a lot of virtue in that. You know, it made me think of, you know, the widow woman, the widow of Zarephath. You know, when it's like the Lord asked her for something, and she looked and she thought, this isn't going to be easy for me to do. But as soon as she expressed a willingness to do it, look at how thus saith the Lord came. Now the Lord now took care of the rest, because the Lord will never ask us to do something that He's not going to provide for us to do. But sometimes it's just that willingness. And I really do believe the Lord already blessed you, bro. It was a really wonderful testimony. A great inspiration to other people as well. Now that you might look at your circumstances and say, look, I'd like to do this, but it's not easy for me. To those who don't know, Brother Greg's wife, she's not a believer. You know, so she's not together with him in the same frame of mind concerning a building fund. But the Lord's made a way for the brother. May the Lord really bless him in those things. So I think let's just be willing, you know, and let the Lord do his work through our willingness. He can do things which we can't dream of sometimes. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, the Bible says. So that was really wonderful. So may the Lord bless the service. Brother Max, if you want to come and take the service, and may the Lord bless us as we sit at his feet. Glad to be here in his house. It's a precious thing. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads? Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that we have received this privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we know that your promise always stands for us, O God. Oh, when you went to glory, oh, you promised that, Lord, you will not leave your church comfortless. The Lord, you said you send a comforter, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, oh, to be in our midst, Lord. And even this evening, we believe that the Spirit is here, Lord. And even as we tend to the reading of your word, we know it takes the Spirit to quicken your word, Lord. That, Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, even the same Spirit of God, will catch our hearts, Lord, that we will be able to hear what the Spirit saith, Lord. Father, your servant, even I stand here, Lord, I stand not to be heard, Lord. Take your place, Lord, and speak to us, Lord Jesus. We want to pray tonight, and Lord, we need your presence, Lord. Take over, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment? God, Richie, bless you for coming. Amen. And last Wednesday, the officers met here to pray. And Pastor said something. I believe his testimony wasn't full. I thought he was going to give the whole testimony today, but maybe Sunday. So I will just ask him that I steal a little bit of your testimony. Amen. And it was about, he said something about our brethren in Nottingham. That they secured a place of worship. Amen. And what actually they thought that they have, later they found out that they had what? Something so big. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They had a place of worship, and later they probed to know. There was a door. He said there was a door closed, eh?
There was a wall.
A wall. Mm. And then they tried to probe and find out what is behind it. And when they got there, it was what? Something bigger than what they were even expecting. Praise the Lord. And while this pastor was saying that, something was just going through me. And I just felt that the whole thing was telling me that, look, that is the way how I have made you people.
Amen.
That your potentials are so great. It's only because you don't probe.
Amen.
Amen. If you will probe, you will see that your potentials are so big and so great. So it really inspired me, and I said, brethren, let us probe. Amen. Probing is what? Taking God by His word and moving forward.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Taking His word and moving forward. And in the message book, say, we will see Jesus preach in Newark in 1957. Let me read something there. He said, Jesus gave his life a willing sacrifice, that through his righteousness, we unrighteous people might have a right to come into fellowship, like he had with his Father before the foundation of the world. See, Christ wants us to come into the same fellowship he had with what? His Father before the foundation of the world. And then the prophet said, if that isn't grace and glory, amen, what he did for us. Then he went on to say that, then to think that the day that we are living in, so many people cut off that privilege. Praise the Lord. Because we don't want, we don't probe. We've been cut off from that privilege. But he said, see, we are living millions of miles below our God-given privileges. Oh my. We are living what? Millions of miles away from what? God's given privileges. Brethren, let us probe. And we will see that there is something greater. Amen. We are not just what we are. We are greater than what we see ourselves now. It's a question of what? Proving. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we see, Joshua and Caleb. Amen. When the people thought that it was impossible for them to take the land, they said that, let me read it. He said, Caleb said what? He said, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. Amen. So what we have placed before, my brethren, is nothing if we take God by his word. Let us all be Joshua and Caleb, and let's possess it. We said we want to build a house for the Lord. Let us move forward. Let's take God's word and move forward. Amen. And you see what God told Caleb. He said, because he had another spirit with him. Praise the Lord. Because Caleb was another spirit with him. You see. And we know of David also. When he went to the battlefield. Praise the Lord. You see, David saw the challenge there. As we see the challenge before us. Praise God. David saw the challenge, but he never turned away from that challenge. Yeah. Amen. He never considered it how huge that challenge was. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he never considered himself as what? A shepherd boy. Because if he had seen himself as a shepherd boy, how could a shepherd boy go and fight someone who has been trained all from his youth, from his infancy, he has been trained to be a soldier. How can what? A shepherd boy go and fight such a man? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because David didn't look at himself as a shepherd boy. Amen. He looked beyond. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. So let us look beyond. Amen. Let's take God by his word and move forward, brethren. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. And we see that he said the challenge was just what? He saw it as another trophy to the glory of the Lord. Amen. Because he said, the God that made me to kill that lion and that bear, would that same God will let me kill this man? Yes. Yes. So he considered that as what? As another trophy to the glory of the Lord. And so whatever we've put before us is a trophy we want to raise before the Lord. Amen. Shall we send to the reading of the word? Because our God is not a limited God. Amen. He's eternal God. So we shall read from Genesis 7, 13 to 23. We want to see tonight where we are. Praise the Lord. Genesis 7, 13 to 23. Let's hear the word of God. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the son of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They and every beast after their kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went into Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female, all of flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bear up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostril was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And everything, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both men and cattle and the creeping things and the fowls of heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Heavenly Father, this is your word, O God. O Holy Spirit, take your word and make it a living bread unto us. As we want to pray, Lord, tonight, we need, Lord Jesus, your inspiration, Lord. Bless your church tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Tonight, I have the topic, Christ is the Ark of Safety. Amen. Many a time, I take the prophet's statement, a short statement which he makes. I use that to be my topic, and I dwell where this the prophet always speaks those phrases. Now, looking at our reading tonight, I want to start from verse 17. Let's look at something. We know that Noah's day, we are living in Noah's day. Amen. Yes. So let's look at something. Starting from verse 17. And he said, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased. Amen. Amen. Where was the ark? He said, the scripture says, the waters lifted what? Lifted up the ark, and it was lifted up above what? Above the earth. Amen. The waters increased, and it did what? It lifted up the ark above the earth. Amen. Then verse 18, it goes on. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth. And here also, where was the ark? He said the ark went upon the face of the waters. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to. That's verse 19. It said, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under
the whole heaven were covered. Oh, praise the Lord. So where was the ark? Amen. It went upon the face of the waters. Oh, hallelujah. And then, verse 20. It said, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains were covered. So where was the ark? Oh, I want to ask again, where was the ark? It was what? It was above the waters. Oh, praise the Lord. One time, somebody asked me, he couldn't understand that, look, brother, 15 cubits, 15 cubits, do you know the height? The height of 15 cubits is just 6.89 meters. That means 7 meters high. And so he was asking, so this, they talk about this flood. 7 meters high is nothing. 15 cubits, 7 meters high is nothing. So how? How come? How come this? I said, oh, brother. You see, what the scripture is saying, it said all the mountains were what? Covered. Amen. And so from the mountain top up, 15 cubits. My brother, give me that picture. Oh, thank God I got that picture. Let's see how it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. 15 cubits is what? It's just 7 meters. How could that be at the flood? I mean, trees were even higher than, some trees are higher than 7 meters. But look at it here. Praise God. It meaning the highest mountain. From the highest mountain, 7 what? Cubits high above. Oh, praise the Lord. You get the point now. Look at how the water was increasing. Look at how it was prevailing. First, he said it covered what? The hills. And now, the mountains. And so, from the mountain top, 15 cubits. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the sign. See Noah's ark over there. Where was the ark? It was upon the waters. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know that that's where the topic of our this evening, he said, the prophet said, Christ is what? Is the ark of safety. Amen. And look at how the ark was lifted up. Amen. Where the ark was, it was lifted up. And Christ himself said, when I am lifted up, oh, praise the Lord, I will take away what men along with me. And when the ark was lifted up, the children of God were lifted up together with him. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And so, reading from Ministry Explained, which was preached in 1950, the prophet said, and I believe that this universal revival, do you believe that there is a revival that is going on in this church? Oh, praise the Lord. He said, I believe that this revival, universal revival that's sweeping the land today, is an indication of the message like it was in the days of Noah. While men and women routing in sin, Noah had a frenetic gospel that he preached. But he called the people into the ark of safety. But did they go? They didn't go. He said, and I believe that the glorious gospel of the Son of God, manifested by the Holy Ghost, is sweeping the country today and bringing people into the ark, which is Christ Jesus, safety secured from all judgment. So the prophet said, he said, when the judgment strikes the earth and the atomic bombs rock the nation, he said, we will be riding above the waves of glory. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Noah's day. Where was the ark? It was above what? Above the waters. Amen. And the prophet said, in this our day, when the atomic bombs will descend upon, oh, we will be what? We will be riding above the waves unto glory. Amen. And the prophet said, I believe it. Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to read another point, another scripture. And that's Genesis 19, 12 to 17. We are coming to our point. Praise the Lord. And the man said unto Lot, 19, 12 to 17. 12. Genesis 19. You got it? 12, yeah. And the man said unto Lot, who are that man? The two angels. Huh? They said unto Lot, had thou any besides son-in-law and the sons and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Praise the Lord. My brother, you know the story already. The two angels that went to Sodom and Gomorrah. And now, they were what? They were putting pressure upon Lot to leave the city. Verse 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up! Get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Praise the Lord. When he went to tell them that, look, get yourself ready, let's get out from the city, because the city is going to be destroyed. Oh, look at these young men. They look at one another and probably they smiled. I said, okay, old man, we know, we understand you. I think you need some fresh air. You can go to the countryside and some days and then you come back. Praise the Lord. And Lot did what? Verse 15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Brother, look at this story quite closely. You could see that Lot was lingering. Oh, praise the Lord. The day before, because he said in the morning, the day before, they told Lot, Lot, get out from the city. Still, he was not lingering. And then, in the morning, they came, Lot, get out from the city. Oh, I could see Lot. Sharon, where is my hat? Hannah. Where did you put my... get out from the city! My brother, it's our situation. Amen. It is our situation that we are living in. Verse 16. And he said, why he lingered, you see, why he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand. They had to take Lot's hand. Upon the hands of his wife and upon the hands of the two daughters, they had to take a hold of them, my brother, my sister. Praise God. And you're wondering, they had to take a hold of their hands and virtually pull them out from the city. He said, the Lord be merciful unto him. Amen. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. My brother, Lord's day is the same like we are today. Amen. Brethren, when I look, forgive me that I say I look. Amen. But I believe that that's the way how we have to all have to remind ourselves that when we look at what? The message books and the tapes, and even in this our day, technology, we have everything upon our what? Tablets and what? Phones. But my brother, how do we listen to even the messages? Do we read the messages? We are lingering, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Today, the messages that are there is what? Is telling us to get out from the city. Get out from our lingerings. Because it's the same spirit, Lord's Day. It's the same thing we are seeing today. Praise the Lord. You may think that, oh, everything is okay. But my brother, my sister, Lord's Day. I said, it is what? Like our day. We are lingering.
Amen.
We have everything.
Yeah.
The message is calling us to get out.
Yeah.
But do we read?
Mm.
When we ask today, we all seated here. How many of us have even listened to just a small portion of the message?
Amen.
Or read a small portion of the message.
Mm.
You see how we are lingering.
Amen.
Virtually, God is pulling us out.
Yes.
My brethren, let's watch it.
Amen.
Because let's redeem the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the days are evil.
Amen.
The devil's spirit for this our age is what? Lukewarmness. And so that spirit is what? Is working on what? The children of God. So let's watch this thing closely. And so, when they were pulled out of the city, verse 17, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Amen. That's another message there. Praise the Lord. Oh, escape by the way of the mountains. Amen. Now let's go to verse 24. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstones and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground, everything was destroyed. And now, let's look at 26. But his wife looked back from behind him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, where was the wife?
Yeah.
See, the wife was behind the husband. That shouldn't be the way. The wife should have been by the side of the husband. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 The woman should have put her hands into the husband's what? Hand. And then, oh my. But you know what? The woman intentionally went behind the husband. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says she did what? She looked back. Did Lot see her?
No.
He didn't see her. Because Lot was what? Obeying the command.
Amen.
And so he was what? Looking forward and going.
Amen.
And so he didn't see anything. What happened behind?
Amen.
Amen. Until they have probably reached safety. And then they saw that the wife couldn't make it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let us, husbands and wife, it is what? It is side by side.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, share everything together.
Amen.
Don't hide anything from your wife. Don't hide anything from your husband.
Amen.
Oh, that's just by the way. Amen. And so now, wife couldn't what? He couldn't make it. But Lot was obeying the word of God. And so he what? He went through. Now, we have read two great times of the Bible. Two great times, different times. The days of Noah and the days of Lot.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then, we also, the Bible tells us that there is another time that will combine these two times.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All what happened in these two great times will be for one that is to come.
Amen.
And that is the time that we are living in.
Amen.
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 So let's find a scripture. Luke 17, 25 and 30. Luke 17, 25 to 30. So these two great times is focused on what? One particular time. Oh, praise the Lord. So Luke 17, 25 to 30. It says what? 26. Let's read from 26. 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Amen.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Amen. Do you want to see something that happened in Noah's day? Please just give me that clip of what actually Noah's day. I should have shown you as an artist what his idea of what happened in Noah's day. And my brother is terrible. Praise the Lord. Oh, I think you've seen this picture before. Amen.
Amen.
Look at it, my brother, my sister. Do you want to be like this?
No.
Oh, my. Terrible.
Yeah.
But where was the ark? The ark was what? Floating over what? The waters.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. See, this was a terrible situation.
Amen.
When these people, the signs of that day, they never believed that water could ever what? Come out from heaven. And I could see two friends, probably they were just talking when the rain started, when Noah entered into the ark. It took what, 7 days, as the Bible says, and there was nothing. But maybe one morning after the 7 days, two friends were talking, and then some water dropped on one. I drop on somebody's hand. He said, brother, you've thrown your slime upon my hand. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, oh, no. Amen.
Amen.
And then another said, but you also, you have spit on my hand. He said, no. Then it started coming. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, praise the Lord. And that was the result. Because what? They never believed unto God's word. So now let's come back to the present day that we are living in. So verse 27. It said they did eat and they did drink and they married wives and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed all of them. That likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they did sow, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Amen.
Then verse 30, that's why he said, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Amen.
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 When has been, when? Is this our day that, do you believe that this is our day that the Son of Man has been revealed?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now, these two great times, now we see it in our time now. So in the message book, the prophet called out. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. I think I've read it here before. Now, how are we going to be able? Because two different times have been merged in our time that we are living in. And we got to look at what? The safety. How the people got saved. Those who were saved in these two times, that's the only way in our time also we can be saved. Amen. Amen. There's no other way. How they were saved, that is the way that we could also be saved. Amen. There's no other way. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, Noah went into the ark for safety. Praise the Lord. Yes. Noah went into the ark for safety. Yes. Then he said, Lot came out of Sodom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Into safety. Now listen to it closely. Yeah. He said, one came out and the other went in. Yeah. 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 One came out to be saved. Yeah. Lot had to come out from Sodom. Amen. To be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Noah has to enter into the ark. Yeah. To be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the way how these two times, different times of the Bible, that's the way how the people were saved. Those who went into safety, that's the way how they were saved. One came out and one went in. And so in our time that we are living in, before anyone can be saved, you got to come out and enter in. Praise the Lord. So the prophet went on to say, he said, the other went in and the other came out. And then the prophet said, what is the type? What is it typing? He said, it's the type of the church coming out of the world for safety and entering into the ark of Christ to go to glory. Amen. Amen. So my brother, in this our time, it is what? We need to come out from the world. Oh, yes. And that's where many of us have been what? Deceived. We have truly come out. But the question is, we have not entered in yet. Praise the Lord. And we know of someone who came out and never went to safety. Noah's lost wife. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In this our time, it has to be what? These two things. We need to come out from the world. Amen. That's good. Amen. You have fulfilled Lord's day. Amen. Amen. Now, you got to enter into the ark, which the prophet said, Christ is the ark of safety. But many of us, that's why I said in the beginning that we are going to know this evening where we are standing. Amen. Yes, we have all come out. None of us here, as we are seated here, I don't think none of us will ever have the desire to go to any disco or to be in a pub or wherever. Oh, yes, we have come out. Yeah. But the question is, have we entered into the ark of safety, which is Christ? That's what we need to find out individually. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, one come out, the other went in. One come out to keep from being destroyed with the world. So we have come out. We don't want to be destroyed with the world. But the question is, the other went into the ark of safety. Amen. And so, he said, Christ is the ark of safety, which is our topic. Please put it there for us. Christ is the ark of safety. Christ is the ark of safety. And so the prophet said, remember, before that even judgment fell upon Egypt, Israel made her way toward Goshen. Amen. They came out from Egypt and went into what? Goshen. That's where the light of God was. And so, listen to the way how the prophet put the two angels, the way how they were talking to Lot. That's the same language we are receiving tonight also. He said, hurry, hurry, and escape thither, for I can't do anything till thou hast come out. Amen. 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 My brother, my sister, that's what the prophet said. That's what we read from the scripture. He said, this is what? God's word. God being what? Being merciful. God is still waiting. Amen. His long suffering is still there for us. Praise the Lord. He said, I escape, for I can't do anything till thou hast come out. Is it not grace that God has given to us? He's still waiting on us, brethren. To completely what? Enter into the ark of safety. We have come out, but the question is, have we been able to enter in? In the message book, the second hand robe, 1956, he said, I'm so glad that we have a shelter. Amen. He said, I'm so glad that we have a shelter. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. So the ark of safety, Christ is the what? Is the ark of safety. And that's what is the prophet quoted, this scripture, that the name of the Lord is what? A mighty tower. And the righteous run into it and they are safe. So no matter how many bombs or how many anything else, we are safe there. Amen. Amen. We are safe there. He said, the world and the sinner, not having this shelter or this safety place, is a shaking time for them. I believe if I wasn't a Christian, I would go crazy. To thinking of that mighty, thing that is going to happen at any time. Amen. And with a house filled full of little kiddies and everything, I wouldn't know what to do. But I'm so glad that I can stand in my house and introduce them to that shelter. That no bomb could ever touch. Nothing else. Under the protecting wings of the Lord Jesus, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Amen, saith the Lord. And that is our protection, my brother, my sister. Brethren, all what tonight we want to search, we want to examine ourselves. Yes, we have come out. But these two times, one coming out and one going in, that is what our safety. That's the way how we need to what? Take. That same way before we can what? We can also be saved. If we come out and we don't enter, we are just like what? Lost wife. Amen. Amen. She couldn't make it. So Noah went into the ark for safety. Lot came out from Sodom One came out, the other went in. And as the prophet said, is the church coming out of the world for safety and entering into what? The Christ, the ark of safety. Amen. And he said, once again, he quoted how Israel also had to come out from Egypt and enter into Goshen, where there is only, that's the only place what? There was light. Amen. He said, God has given, you see, even ducks. He said he has given ducks even what? An instinct. And what about us? God has given ducks instinct. You know the story already, that when a time reach, when the ducks begin to feel the cold air, they have a leader that will what? Blow the alarm and all of them will gather together. And then they will fly to safety. Amen. So the prophet will say that if God could give a duck enough instinct to dodge the cold and go to safety, how much more ought he give his church with the baptism of the Holy Ghost to trust God? God in his nature, God provided a duck with instinct. God provided you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is our what? It's our instinct. Hallelujah. To tell us that, yes, the time has come to a place where we need to what? Run out from safety. Amen. Amen. And so he said, let's look at what? The instinct, the Holy Spirit has an instinct. He said, God will always let his spirit be in us till anything that is happening around, the Holy Spirit is there to show us that this is what is happening for us to what? For us to get into safety. And then he said, I'm thinking tonight. The prophet said, I'm thinking tonight. So the Holy Spirit now is what? Is our instinct to get out to safety. And the prophet said, I'm thinking tonight of Elijah. Amen. Amen. Elisha could pick up Elijah's robe. Praise the Lord. We want to now, we come back to what I said in the beginning, that we are not probing. Amen. From what Pastor said last Wednesday, that we are not probing. We have the Holy Spirit, but we are not probing. And so we are not going anywhere. We are still standing where we are standing. Amen. Amen. We are not moving forward. But we have the Holy Spirit. The instinct is there, which needs to be what? Needs to be used. Needs to be put into what? Taking the word of God. Amen. 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 Which will quicken it in our lives. And then we move forward to do the will of God. Amen. So he said, I look at Elijah. He said, Elisha could pick up Elijah's robe and walk down the river Jordan and then smite the Jordan and screamed, where is the God of Elijah? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Elisha, when Elijah was going, his robe fell upon Elisha. Now he has the robe in his hands. But until he uses the rope, yes. Praise the Lord, amen. It's just a rope that he's holding. It does nothing to him. Amen. 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 We might have gotten the Holy Ghost, yes, but it is not working, my brother, my sister. Amen. Amen. When the rope, when he got it, go to Jordan. That's what the prophet is saying. He said he smite Jordan and then screamed, where is the God of Elijah? And Jordan has to what? Give way. He had it, he probed to see the power of God in the robe. Amen. And when our Lord Jesus Christ also was going, amen, his robe also fell upon the church. On the day of Pentecost, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And now, as the prophet is saying, he wants us also to take the Holy Ghost tonight. He said, tonight, I wonder, is the church afraid after the robe of the Holy Spirit fell upon the church to scream, where is the God that was in Jesus? Is the church afraid tonight? Is the church afraid tonight? Elijah's robe fell upon Elisha. Elisha took the robe and began to use it. Praise the Lord. To break a way where there was no way. Asking, screaming, where is the God of Elijah? And the same thing also. Our Lord Jesus Christ going, his robe, the Holy Ghost, fell upon the church. Amen. And so we are supposed also to take that same Holy Ghost and then scream, as the prophet said here, oh, where is the God that was in Jesus? Amen. Amen. And the prophet said, oh God, grant tonight. Amen. Yeah. Grant tonight that men will wrap themselves in his righteousness and walk forward, challenging, standing as soldiers of the cross. Amen. That's what we need to do tonight. Amen. Praise God. As we are going to pray. Amen. We take what? The same robe that has fallen upon the church. And scream tonight. And ask, where is the God that was in what? In Jesus. And he said, oh God, grant that tonight. That men will wrap themselves in his righteousness and walk forward, challenging, standing as soldiers of the cross. Brethren, let us probe tonight. Amen. Amen. Elisha probed, and there was a way for him. Amen. He said, men and women who love God and willing to make the sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake, said, you may, and may your gift come down, Lord, tonight upon your church. Amen. Amen. How many love the Lord tonight? Amen. The prophet is saying, those who are willing to make a sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake, he said, may the gift of God fall tonight upon us, so that we move forward and challenge. My brother, we have put something before our own self that we say we are going to build what? A house for the Lord. It's a challenge. Amen. Amen. Let's be like what, David? Let us not look at ourselves. I don't have the money. I am not working. I'm not doing this. Oh, praise the Lord. When I read this, even my pledge, I've decided to increase my pledge. Amen. Amen. Because I need to probe. Amen. Amen. It's not me anymore. It's him. Amen. That got to do it. I need to probe. Amen. And so when I got here, I said, oh Lord, yes, even I'm going to increase my pledge. Amen. 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 My brother, it's a challenge. Let us not look at ourselves that I'm not working. I'm not doing this. I'm not this. You are somebody. Amen. Amen. You have what? The Holy Spirit in you. Christ in your life. Make use of it tonight. Oh. And the prophet said, anyone who is ready to sacrifice. He said, may the gift of the Lord come upon you tonight. He said, may it be a night of all nights. May the signs and wonders be done, so that the mouth of what? The adversary will be shut. Tonight, let us what? Probe. Oh, our brethren in Nottingham. They thought that, oh, this is what they acquired, the way how they saw it. Just a small place like this. Praise the Lord. But when they had probe, amen, they found a place that was bigger than this. Amen. Amen. My brother, my sister, it was upon what the pastor our prayer meeting last Wednesday. It was upon that basis. I said, I'm inspired by this. Let me find something to bring the same spirit upon the whole church. Let's all take it and know that we are blessed. We have privileges. The prophet said we are millions of miles away from God's given privileges. The privileges are there. It's all because we don't probe. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit, the robe has fallen upon us. And now let us what? Take it tonight. And the prophet said, as many, he said, men and women who love God. I believe all of us love God. Men and women that love God and willing to make the sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake. He said, may the gift of God come down upon you tonight. Upon the church tonight. And may it be a night of all nights. May signs and wonders be done that will shut the mouth of the adversary. Oh, he said, may it be a glory to the people of God. Oh, yes, sir, tonight. May it be a glory unto each and everyone that the Lord, through him or her, the Lord has all performed something, oh, to the glory of his own name. He said, may everyone's life be filled tonight. He said, may your bodies be healed tonight. He said, may we go forward. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now to challenge against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. How many are ready to challenge? Amen. I've put myself into that same challenge, my brother. I want to prove God. I want to believe that I am not what I am. The privileges are for me are so great. So I want to probe them. I want to be where, oh, God wants me to be. I have not reached that place yet. I've not reached that place yet. It is there, my brother. It is there for you and me. Because our God is not limited. Amen. He's eternal God. Amen. So great. Amen. And how? We got to ask ourselves, have we been able to explore him? Amen. Amen. Tonight, he says, men and women who love God, if you are willing to make that sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake, then he said his spirit will what? His gifts will come down upon you. It will come down upon the church. And so let us now go forward. Now challenging against the enemy. The enemy will tell us that it cannot be possible. Praise the Lord. Oh, when they hear me, his countenance alone. Praise the Lord. The king was able to know that something was worrying Nehemiah. He said, Nehemiah, what is your problem? He said, my thoughts are what? In Jerusalem, the wall. And how I desire that I will just go and build the wall. Amen. Amen. And what happened? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. What happened? The king provided all that was needed. To build back the walls of Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. He probed. Praying day and night. Amen. And his countenance changed. Till the king was able to what discern that there is something eating my servant Nehemiah. And he had to ask him, Nehemiah, what is the problem? Amen. He probed God. And God opened the way. And my brother, when he went there, oh, there were opposition. Amen. Opposition was there. And that's what we have read here. He said, let's go forward and challenge against the enemy. Yeah. Amen. The opposition will come. The doubts will come. Because over there, when Nehemiah went, what happened? There was Tobias, Sambalan, and Gershon of Arabia. Praise the Lord. When they have built up to a place, they will go and destroy it. So Nehemiah had to what? All the time had to find what? Something like security people. To be standing. Oh, let us be security people. Standing day and night watching. Amen. And they build the wall. We will build a church. Amen. Let's go forward, brethren. As the musicians come, let's go forward and challenge against the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, he said, men and women that love God. If you love the Lord tonight, then he said, if you are willing also to make a sacrifice to the sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake, then my gift is going to what? Fall upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go forward, my brother, against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Said, I wanted you to be sure and see that the anchor that we have, we are not anchored by a church. Oh, praise the Lord. We are anchored in Christ. Oh, yes, sir. He is that only way. He is the only place of safety. He's the only place of safety. Brethren, tonight, we want to probe. Because we make ourselves too limited. No, we are not limited. We are what? We are very great. We have the image of our God. And we know that our God is not a limited God. But our God is an eternal God. Let us probe tonight. In every situation that you are in, my brother, my sister, probe further. There is something greater there. The door. Watch. There is a door you have not yet opened. Open that door and you see what the Lord has installed for you. Amen. So tonight, Lord, that door that I have not yet opened, tonight I'm going to open it. I want to explore. I want to know what you have installed for me. Oh, men and women that love God. If you are willing to sacrifice for the kingdom of God's sake, amen, then this spirit, his gifts, will fall upon you tonight. You will be inspired not by your own self, by the Spirit of God, to bring whatever, amen, is hidden that is yours, God is going to reveal to you tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank the Lord.
Amen.
Christ is the safety, the ark of safety.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I Lord. day, I am good. That is the day, I am good. That is the day, in day, I do.
Brethren, tonight, even as we have heard the Holy Spirit assuring us that we take the word of God, as it is and move forward. And as the prophet said, men and women that love God tonight, he said, if you are willing, and we are willing tonight, because we know he is here, we are willing tonight for the sake of the kingdom of God. We want to move forward. We want to stand firm to any challenge that is standing before us. We know that we are more than able. We know that we can overcome whatever challenge be it. As we heard about our precious brother David, he never looked at himself as he's a shepherd boy.
Hallelujah.
If he had looked that way, he wouldn't have been able to fight a man that has been trained from infancy to be a military man. He never looked. Let us not look at what we are now, but let's look the promise, the word we are. Oh, we are his children. We are the word itself also. All that we need, that tonight the Holy Spirit will quicken what is in us and then move forward and explore, because our God, he's so great. Let us explore where we have not yet explored, the doors that we have not yet opened. Tonight, let's open them. Say, Lord, tonight, yes, I'm looking for that door that I have not opened, or to receive your blessings abundantly and exceedingly. Amen. So Lord, tonight, I need, Lord Jesus, as the prophet has said, I am willing. Amen. So let your gifts and your spirit now fall upon me, that every utterance that I will make, Lord, is going to open those doors that are closed, so that I will know my potentials. The prophets have said, oh, how we have been cut off from the privileges of God. We are millions of miles away from it. But tonight, Lord, we want to come very close. We want to be in that privileges that the Lord has what? Has ordained for us even before the foundation of the world. Who we are, Lord, we want to be it tonight. We want to be it tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we are willing tonight. We are willing tonight to probe, to find out who we are, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit now come and quicken us, Lord. Let it open, Lord Jesus, the doors that are closed. Oh, the doors, those who are looking for job, those who are looking, oh, for the fruit of the womb, those who are looking for documents. Oh, Lord Jesus, those doors. Tonight, Lord, we believe that, oh God, all will be opened, Lord. Oh, those who are looking for partners in life, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. You said man should not be alone. So you made a helpmate, Lord. Father, we want to see in this church, oh God, we have never, oh, blessed a marriage. Lord, we want to bless marriage now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, all these doors that are closed, Father, tonight, we want to see them open.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we are willing also to see a place of worship, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, we can never do anything. You alone can build your church, Lord. So, Father, tonight, we are willing, oh God, to sacrifice. We are willing, Lord, tonight, to lay down everything, oh Lord, and allow your gift, Lord, to come upon us. Your Holy Spirit to come upon us. So that, Lord Jesus, everything that, Lord, you have ordained for us, Lord, we will receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, it's only your faith tonight now.
Amen.
It's your faith now to talk to him. Lord, I break every barrier tonight. It's yours now to let your faith now use that power that is in you and bring forth the real who is you to bring them out. The way how God made us, he made us as his own image. Brethren, tonight, let's prove. Let's prove. Speak to him. Speak to him. Tell him, Lord, I'm willing tonight. So now let your spirit, let your gift now come down upon me and break every fetters, hindrances and obstacles that are on the way. Lord, tonight, let your spirit speak through me. Let everybody pray. Let everybody pray. 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 You are more than what you are. The Lord's privileges, abundantly and exceedingly. Our God is not limited. There are many rooms, many rooms, many rooms we have not yet discovered in our lives. But tonight, Lord, we are willing tonight, Lord Jesus, to break through whatever the devil, the enemy has been hiding from us, whatever he has been keeping from away from us. As the prophet said, may it be a night of all nights. May signs and wonders be done, Lord. Something that to shut the mouth of the adversary. May your glory now come upon your people, Lord. May our lives be filled, Lord, tonight. If it's sickness, Lord, Father, may each and every one be healed. Oh, Lord, we go forward now. We are going forward now to challenge and tell the enemy, you are a liar. Tonight we are probing, we probe. We are taking the word, God's own word, and moving forward. Lord, we have come out from the world. And now we know that, Lord, we are in the ark of safety. And being the ark of safety, Lord, we know that, oh Lord Jesus, there are many, many privileges for us. We see Noah in the ark. He had all the privileges around him. Lord, let it be our portion tonight. Let it be our portion tonight. Anything that the church is lacking, oh Lord Jesus, anything the church is lacking, Father, we bring it before you. From the ministry to the officers, from husbands to wives to our children, wherever, Lord Jesus, anything lacking, Lord, we are breaking through. We are probing tonight. We have taken the robe of the Holy Spirit. We've taken the robe of the Holy Spirit to break where there is no way, Lord. We know you make a way. Lord, we wrap ourselves tonight with your righteousness. And we are walking forward. We are moving forward, Lord. Standing as soldiers of the cross. Oh, where is the God that was in Jesus? Lord, we place everything into your hands tonight. Every request tonight, Lord, we place into your hands. Because, Lord, when it's in your hands, Lord, oh, it can multiply. Every request tonight, Lord, we place it into your hands. Every prayer tonight, Lord, is in your hands. We surrender to you. We surrender to you tonight, Lord. Lord, there are many in your church, Lord, they are documents, Lord. Father, we will keep on praying. Grant them, Lord Jesus, open Jordan, Lord. And Father, every document, the Lord, your children looking for in this church, oh Lord, we are probing tonight. We know the Lord, what we are is not what you have made us. We know the Lord, we are more than what we see ourselves.
My brother, we will pray once again. In our prayer, pick pick someone you know and let it be a burden upon you. You know what the brother wants. You know what the sister is looking for. Let it be a burden upon you. Call somebody's name and all that the needs that he's looking for. Break through. The Lord is here to answer. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray. Pick someone. Call his name. Call her name. Lord, you took our burden upon yourself. And you went to the cross, Lord, and paid the price for us. Lord, tonight, every heart here tonight, Lord, is praying for one another. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, from the deep of your heart, from the deep of your heart, cry for that one. Cry for that one. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want my sister, I want my brother to come one of these days and testify. I want him to come, I want her to come and testify. That Lord, what I've requested from you tonight, I believe in my heart, Lord, that your name will be glorified. My brother will come. My sister will come and testify. Oh, and what joy, Lord, will be upon my heart, Lord, to know that, Lord Jesus, what I requested from you on this day, you answered my prayer.
In the book is mine.
is in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, in every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Amen. Wonderful. When I was with Brother Alex Ukeni the other weekend, he said something which was really, really quite outstanding. He said, imagine if you could bring the prophet to our day now. If you can imagine the way that he cried out at that time because of the conditions in those days. Imagine with the flashing red lights now. Now. If he was so quickened at that time to see the lateness of the hour. If he was so quickened to cry out when things were maybe just in a seed form at that time. Imagine when he'd preach about the days of Noah, the days of Lot. Friends, what was just an infant then has grown to maturity now. And we're living in the middle of it. So friend, let's, as Brother Max was saying there, there's so much land to be possessed. There's so much to explore. Let's not allow the conditions of the day to lull us into this lukewarmness, that we don't take advantage of the fullness of the potential that's there. And the way the Lord does it, He ministers it through His word. And if you're just obedient to His word and you're just willing, He'll take you the next stage. And He'll take you the next stage. So we really do appreciate the word. Let's bow our heads as we close this evening. Just wishing everybody a safe journey home. May the Lord grant you traveling mercies. Let's keep our Sunday service in prayer. Let's pray for the saints down in Carlo. Let's pray for the new people. Amen. Let's pray for all that the Lord has for us. Father, we thank You. Thank You that You've allowed us to come, Lord, to commune with You upon this night. Thank You for Your word. Father, we think of Lot's wife once again upon Hallelujah. This night. Oh, Father, help us to learn. Father, quicken us, Lord. Father, when we linger, how we need Your quickening power. How we need You to quicken us and to speak to us and to hasten us, Lord.
Amen.
But Father, help us not to fall short. Help us not to drop back. But Father, Lord, let us, Lord, be in the place that You would have us to be. Father, as we think of the days of Noah and we see, Lord, the thoughts of men's hearts all around, so continually evil, Lord. When we see politics the way that it is, Father, when we see the morals of the people, when we see what's on display, Father, from Hollywood, when we see what's in the media, oh, Father, if thine prophet was here upon this day, surely he would cry out to us, Lord, of the lateness of the hour. Surely, Lord, even when he spoke to us of the insanity, Lord, the plagues that would strike the earth, and we see it all around us, Lord, by the ways that people dress and the ways that people behave. Father, the morals of people, Lord, and how that which is evil is called good and that which was good Amen. Is now called evil. Father, let that same urgency be in us, Lord. Let us find no rest in this earth, even as the dove that left the ark, Lord. But Father, let us only find our refuge in You. And even as our brother showed us upon this day, Father, it's Your name that is a strong refuge, Lord. It's the revelation of who You are at this time. That, Father, is our fortress that we need to hide ourselves in, Lord. So, Father, You've given us the books. You've given us the tapes. Father, You've given us Your word. You've given us ministry. You've given us a body. You've given us a place to fellowship. You've given us brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Help us, Lord, to appreciate and help us to make full use of, Father, these resources that You've given to us to minister us, Lord, to the fullness of our inheritance, Lord. Let us never be satisfied, Lord, with anything less
Hallelujah.
Than the best that You have for us. So bless Your word that has been ministered unto us upon this night. Father, Lord, as we go from this place, quicken it inside of our souls, Lord. Father, help us, Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Take us higher, take us further, Lord. Father, we thank You for all that You do for us. We thank You for Your grace. Father, challenges before us, Lord. But Father, how challenges are such good things. And Father, we just want to yield ourselves unto Thee, that You would strengthen us in these things, Lord. Father, bless us as we'd go. Give us traveling mercies, we'd pray. Keep us safe is our petition. We do pray for Brother Lubanza with his back. I pray, Lord, upon this day. Ask of you, Lord, that you would touch him, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that you would raise him up, Lord. I pray even Amen. Now, Father, for your glory, that you would minister of your virtue. Let, Lord, the oil and the wine, Lord, pour into his situation and just quicken him and strengthen him and raise Hallelujah. Him up. For your glory, we pray. And even our brother Nesu, Lord, bless him. As he will travel tomorrow, take him safely back, Lord. Father, bless him. Bless the desires of his heart. Bless his thoughts and purposes, Lord. Bless the saints in Leicester, Nottingham, even the testimony. Thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, of the good things that you do for your people. Bless them, we pray. Father, we want to dismiss in your precious name. May Hallelujah. Your blessing be upon us, Lord. Watch over us. Bring us safely to our homes. Bless our rest upon this night. And the day that lays before you, give it to us. Lord, we commit our children to thee. We pray for our young people. Thank you, Lord, for blessing our sisters in Hong Kong. Thank you for bringing them back safely, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you care for your children, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we look unto thee now. Thanking you for this time. You be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's dismiss with one song, whatever you got since.
In the love of Jesus, deeper yet me higher, in thy soul of wisdom, more of grace to know.
Deeper,
deeper yet I pray,
deeper, deeper
and higher every day. Blessed Lord, in thy precious holy earth. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and his perfect will. Deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, with cost and trials, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Deeper yet I pray. Blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word, oh, deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflict pass, rise, conquer, and his own image, perfect in blessed Lord, in thy precious holy
birth,
deeper yet I pray, higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy birth.
blessed Lord, in thy precious.